This is a recording of mindful stretching. You may be familiar with yoga. This is different than yoga. The goal is to be mindful, to notice body sensations, to notice the experience you have when you're moving your body, notice emotions, notice distractions, notice anything else happening for you in these moments. So we want to bring our mindfulness and our awareness to postures or positions that may be familiar to you if you've done yoga before. So if you have a mat, you are welcome to have that out, to have that ready. Otherwise, you can do this anywhere. Feel free to try it on the carpet or if you're comfortable on the floor, that's fine as well. So we're going to start in what you may have been familiar as mountain pose. And to do that, you stand, if you're in the mat, stand in the middle of your mat with your feet about hip width apart. A little trick for figuring out what that means is to put your two fists between your feet, and that should be the distance of your feet. So we're going to then put our hands resting at our sides. But we don't want our hands to be just flapping down there. We want to have them straight with some tension in them, right? All of these poses are active. And as you're standing, breathing, notice any sensations of this position. Notice sensations in your body that are notable, perhaps, you know, tension or just a feeling somewhere. Or perhaps notice places in your body that don't have any notable experience. Maybe feeling your feet on the mat or the floor. Noticing whatever is here in this moment. And now, continuing to be mindful of your experience, take a step to the side, widen your stance a bit, and turn your right foot out so it should be perpendicular to your other foot at a 90-degree angle. And you're going to hinge in your hips, meaning move your hips to the left, bring your right hand down your leg. Again, nothing we do should hurt in any way, so just bring it as far down as it feels comfortable. And if you'd like, and as you're being mindful and noticing what's happening in your body, you can raise your left hand up to the ceiling. This is what you may be familiar with called triangle pose. If your body allows for it, or you'd like to, listening to your body and being mindful, you can bring your hand further down your right leg, perhaps to your foot or to the floor with your left hand up. And again, you don't need to do any of these movements. You can get into the posture in whatever way feels comfortable. This is a stretch. We're not trying to do anything. There's no goal. There's no purpose other than to do this and to notice what's happening for you. Noticing any distractions while you're doing this, noticing whether you're having thoughts about this practice, about your body, just maybe labeling them as distraction. I'm bringing your awareness again to the physical sensations related to stretching. And when you're ready, bringing yourself back up, standing upright, turning in the right foot again, and turning the left foot out this time so the left foot is facing away from you at a 90-degree angle. Bringing your left hand down your leg as far as you'd like, and if you'd like, bringing your right hand up to the ceiling. And again, you can get as deep into this position as you'd like. Perhaps bringing your left hand down. And again, being mindful, noticing any distractions, noticing any urges, any emotions, and being mindful to the sensations in various parts of your body. And now, when you're ready, bringing yourself back up to a standing position. And then moving onto your hands and knees. So if you don't, you may want a softer surface, maybe at least putting something under your knees. So your hands should be under your hips, or sorry, your knees should be under your hips. Your hands should be under your shoulders. So making sure you're in a correct position. Your back should be flat. And then arch your back. Okay. Which means you're looking up at the sky. And then round your back, which means you should be looking at your legs. This is called cat and cow, for those of you familiar. And again, just notice what's happening. Arch your back again. Notice how that feels for your body. And round. And arch. And round. Again, noticing any distractions, noticing any urges, maybe labeling distractions, and gently bringing your attention back to the experience in your body. Continue on your own, arching and then rounding. Maybe you try doing so with your breath. Perhaps inhaling when you arch and exhale when you round. Or breathing in when you round and breathing out when you arch, changing it up a little. Just noticing what's happening in your body. Noticing the sensations as the weight is shifting in your body. And now, when you're ready, lying down on your back. Put your feet on the ground with your knees up. Your hands should be in the shape of a T on either side of you. And when you're ready, shifting your buttocks to the right, your knees to the left, and look over your right hand. And again, noticing the sensations of stretching. Noticing what this experience is like for you. Physical sensations, any notable or not notable. Any emotions. Any urges. Noticing distractions and gently bringing your attention back to the body.
And now, bringing yourself back to center, again with your hands in a T and your knees up with your feet touching the floor, and shift to the other side. Shifting your buttocks to the left, your knees to the right, and looking over your left hand. Simply noticing. What's happening for you right now? Noticing any physical sensations. Noticing other experiences. Noticing distractions and gently bringing your attention back. And now, bringing yourself back to center, putting your feet on the floor, your knees up. And if you'd like, stretching out your legs and lying flat on your mat for a moment. This is the resting pose for those of you who do yoga. And again, taking a minute to just notice what this experience is like. Notice your back touching the floor, other parts of your body, your legs and arms touching the floor. Notice other physical sensations. Notice your thoughts, any urges. Feel free to continue to lie in this position and practice mindfulness. Or you might choose to gently get up by rolling to one side and then coming up to a seated position.